House members could expel a Republican lawmaker over his inappropriate relationship with a staffer. It's Monday, May 8th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. Legislation designed to protect children from mutilation and sterilization hit another parliament roadblock on Friday, despite assurances from the Republican sponsor that he had experts scrubbing it for errors. We'll get to that coming up, but first. Parents are demanding to know how it was that a six-year-old girl was recorded being sexually assaulted in a classroom by another student while others screamed and cheered her attacker on. The teacher was allegedly in the classroom during the incident, but was wearing earphones and not paying attention. The incident took place at South Elementary in the Plainview Independent School District late last month. The victim's family, though, only recently became aware of it by the child, not the school, even though school officials allegedly knew about it. According to the victim's cousin, several parents have said that these kinds of events have been happening all year. In this case, the perpetrator allegedly had previously brought porn into the classroom and had attempted to act out the scenes he was seeing. Republican lawmakers in the Texas House joined Democrats in supporting legislation to study how a mileage tax could be imposed on Texans. The imposition of a mileage tax is opposed by the Republican Party of Texas. Nonetheless, House members voted 102 in favor of the legislation and just 35 against. It was authored by Democrat State Representative Terry Canales of Edinburgh and Republican State Representative Terry Wilson of Georgetown. They want a mileage tax that would bring in $10 billion per year for highway construction and maintenance. During debate on the House floor, Terry Wilson brushed off concerns raised by citizens, and he complained about the number of text messages and emails he was getting from his constituents opposing the legislation. Yes, Mr. Wilson is one of those more taxes Republicans. As an aside, Mr. Canales is a Democrat and chairs the Committee on Transportation in the GOP-dominated House. Of course. Last week saw the Texas House twice fail to have a vote or even debate on legislation protecting children from procedures and practices that mutilate their bodies and leave them sterilized. Senate Bill 14 was passed by the Senate in early April. It's designed to protect children from these abusive procedures that are being promoted by the transsexual movement. The delays in the House by the Republican leadership came on complaints from Democrats regarding clerical errors in documents accompanying the legislation. Now, someone has some explaining to do. The House sponsor of SB 14 is Republican State Representative Tom Oliverson of Cyprus. He bragged last month to GOP activists that he and his Republican colleagues had everything taken care of. He claimed the paperwork had been passed to a half dozen experts in parliamentary law to scrub them for errors. Apparently, the paperwork was not as bulletproof as Oliverson claimed. As of Sunday evening, House Speaker Dade Phelan's Calendars Committee has not yet scheduled SB 14 for a third trip back to the House floor. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has launched an investigation into Austin-based Dell Children's Hospital for its role in allegedly performing gender mutilation and sterilization procedures on kids. The investigation comes after a social worker at Dell admitted that the hospital does these procedures in a conversation with an undercover journalist. The hospital claims it isn't true and is allegedly aiding Paxton in his investigation. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Most politicians are lying to you. I know because I've been behind the curtain. Join me, Jeff Kaysen, as I tell you the truth about what's really happening behind closed doors on my podcast, Backroom Access. Listen weekly wherever you find your favorite podcast.
Following a swift investigation by the House General Investigating Committee, Republican State Representative Brian Slayton of Roy City will face expulsion from the Texas House following allegations of inappropriate sexual conduct with a subordinate. Republican State Representative Andrew Murr of Kerrville chairs the investigating committee. He told the House on Saturday that his committee's findings showed that Slayton on numerous occasions provided alcohol to a 19-year-old female staff member. Then, in early April, Slayton had sex with her at his Austin apartment. When the allegations first emerged, Slayton was silent on the issue, but retained a lawyer who called them outrageous and false. The committee report says the woman confirmed the incident. She reportedly said that Slayton made her, quote, fearful that she would lose her job if she spoke of their relationship. The expulsion vote by the full House is set to take place on Tuesday, though sources have suggested Slayton may resign prior to the vote. The last time the House expelled a member was in 1927. This is a correct ruling by the General Investigating Committee. Personally, I hope it starts a new trend of legislators holding themselves and each other to a higher standard of personal and professional behavior. Given the rumors swirling in Austin about various House members, it will be interesting to see who's next. You can check out the details of this story and others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Brandon Walton, Sidney Henry, Sully Rice, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.